Hi, Simon here. I've been out and about this week. So I rented a car for the week to get my driving legs ready for a trip I'm taking. I ride my Vespa usually, but it's quite a long trip and I think I'll be more comfortable in the car. Down to business. Since I had the car, I took George, my dog, with me. We went to two of my faves, Anthropology and Urban Outfitters. Those two allow dogs. I was excited when I found out too. I didn't end up with anything from Urban Outfitters. That's a first. I did get a few items from Anthropology. A gift. Then it was so hot. I was wearing the wrong clothes for that day. I was wearing like a sweater that I had no business having on. So I bought a shirt to wear right then. A light blue sleeveless shirt. Very flowy with a drop waist. And a really soft pleat across the bottom. You could see the seams going down parallel from the shoulders and to where the pleat starts, and I really liked that. I liked the color, too. I didn't really like how flowy it was. It did look nice in the store, but after a few hours of wearing it, I was kind of not into the shape, but it was still a nice shirt, so I'm going to keep it, obviously, if I wore it. I also bought an agenda in nude, faux leather, with gold lettering centered down the front. It says 2018, first the numbers, then spelled out. Agenda under that, then the months it covers. It comes with a great gold twist ballpoint pen that has a loop to sit in. The inside is gray and gold themed, gold diamonds, gray headers, and tighter paper. It has the months tabbed out and separate. I like that. If you find this in your store, make sure you open it and check the pages. I didn't, so I didn't notice someone had already marked a page in the front. I guess they were testing the pen. Next, I bought a weekly planner. I just cannot resist lemons. I love them. I love how they look. I like how they taste. If a product has lemon in it, I'm probably going to buy it. But this planner is light blue with lemon slices on the cover and the back, a black and white striped spine. And it says on the front in handwritten cursive, when life gives you lemons. This one is pretty simple. It has a yellow elastic to keep it shut. And on the inside, black and white stripe with more lemons, with a lot of free space to write your week out. I like that. I like when they give you free space. I don't like to be kind of cluttered with the commercial kind of things. You know, they just want to write all their stuff, and I want to kind of write my own things. And last, from Anthropology, I bought a cork and gold journal with gold edges, gold stripes on the inside, front and back cover pages, and blank pages throughout. I can't wait to doodle in there. Of course, I'm kind of revamping my apartment, so I've been in and out of Target. And this last trip, I walked through the clothing section, you know, just to look around, and somehow I ended up with a few clothing items in my basket. How'd they get there? Let's not talk about that. Starting off, I bought my new favorite jacket. It's light blue with a short dark blue and white striped collar. Down the middle, it has a bronze zipper, and on the outside of the zipper, it has dark blue. Inside, it has a lip of the light blue fabric inside. I really like that. I don't know why, I really like that. You open it, you have the dark blue and the light blue and then the dark blue. On the bottom is elasticized. It's the same as the collar, dark blue with white stripes. And same for the wrist. It has the same dark blue, white striped, and it's elasticized as well. The slant pockets in the front are awesome. They're not really any different color. I just like how they're at a slant. I don't know why, but a slant adds something to the clothing. It's pretty lightweight, so I probably wouldn't wear it if it's really cold. But it is pretty fashionable, so I'll probably put it on with some pink pants. I like pink and blue together. They're some of my favorite colors. And then next, I bought two half button-down shirts. First, I have a dark blue one with two front pockets on the chest, and I really like that it's got white buttons on it. It says Merona on the tag. That's what all of these are, I think, from Target. I'm not sure if that's their brand, but I'm pretty sure those are all in Target. The sleeves are full length. You can roll them up or leave them down and button them. They'll still look good. They have two buttons, and that's really nice. Or you could button it and push it up to the elbow. That'll look nice, too, I think. The second one is white, and it's kind of got a linen look. I really like that, and it's just covered in lemons. So I love that. I love that it's covered in lemons. And the lemons, they're full lemons with little green stem on the top. I like that. They're all over. It's full print. And then it has one pocket on the left side. Full sleeves as well. Two buttons on the cuff. You do the same. Roll it up, push it up, or leave it down. And it'll look nice. I think the only thing is that it's a little bit see-through, so I'll probably have to wear some type of shirt underneath. Or, you know, just brave it. And last for this Target haul, and for the podcast, I guess, I bought just a pretty plain t-shirt with one large pocket on the front. And short sleeve, it's just a little plain collar shirt, short sleeves with a little cuff on it. And they're already rolled up, and it's got a little extra fabric on the cuff or on the sleeve. And I like that sewn down, so it'll stay cuffed. And it's got a little split on the sides, but it's not very high up. It's just a little bit. So I like that it's dark green, and it's got a little texture to it, but not too much. It's not going to be distracting. And you can wear it with pink pants. I plan on wearing it with pink pants since it's dark green. And I kind of really like it. It's a nice fabric, too. It's thick, so I think it'll wash well, and that's awesome. And that's it. So, okay, that's all in the haul department. And just a quick honorable mention. While I was downtown, I saw a wonderfully dressed woman, wonderfully styled. She was wearing white linen paper bag pants with a large tie on the waist, one loop, one loop tied. Very loose pants, loose blue button down, tucked in, long sleeves rolled up. She had a messy high bun. I think she was wearing glasses. She had really pale skin, but not like scary pale. It looked really good together. And she wasn't very tall. She was very thin. And she had a giant bag with a long strap. And I loved her whole look. It was wonderful. And I hope you guys enjoyed this as much as I did. I'll be back next week with who knows what. Best bet is that it'll be lemon related. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.